Chapter 9. Jean was in Louis's office.
"I want to leave," he said. "I want to return to prison."
"If you go back to prison, you will die," said Louis.
"If I stay here, I will die too," said Jean.
"Yes," said Louis. "You can die in prison or on Mars. You can be a nobody or you can be a hero."
"I want to go back to prison," said Jean. "I want to die on Earth. I don't want to die millions of miles away on my own."
"Think about it," said Louis. "We'll speak again tomorrow." The next day was the same.
"I want to leave," said Jean. "I want to return to prison. I won't go to Mars."
"That's your decision," said Louis. "But first, I want you to speak to someone." Louis went to the door. He opened it. The president entered.
"Hello, Jean," said the president.
"Hello, sir," said Jean.
He did not know what to say. This was too much of a surprise.
"Jean, I'll tell you something very interesting," said the president. "You don't know the real plan. When you do, I think you'll stay."
"I won't, sir," said Jean. "I have decided that I don't want to die on Mars."
"Don't worry," said the president. "You're not going to Mars. Tell him, Louis."
Louis nodded. The scientist on the television was right. We cannot leave Mars. But that's not the only problem. We cannot get to Mars either. Jean was shocked.
"What? But I have been training to go for months."
"We need a lot of fuel and equipment to send someone to Mars," said Louis. "The rocket will be too heavy. We don't know how to make it."
"Then why am I here?" asked Jean.
"We will pretend to go to Mars," said Louis.
"How can you pretend?" said Jean.
"That's why the Space Center is secret," said Louis. "Everybody outside and most people inside believe we are going to Mars. Only a few people know the truth. We have a television company that is working with us. We have a television studio. We will make a film. It will look like we are going to Mars."
"I thought I was the criminal," said Jean. "But you are much worse than me. I couldn't think of a plan like this."